Did you come to church just a spectator to watch and see if we can wet your wood? Well, it's probably going to leave, you know, dry. But if you come believing God, now he knows how, you know, take and wet the wood and then burn it up with fire.
Yeah.
You know, he knows how to minister to us.
Yeah.
So if you're not believing this morning, go ahead and get your heart in a place to where you're not looking to man. You're looking unto Jesus. Ain't that what the Bible says?
Right.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It says looking unto Jesus. And so we need to look to Jesus this morning. Look to the Holy Spirit to minister what the Lord is wanting to minister. Because you know what? We've never been in these are uncharted waters that we're living in. Uncharted waters. We've never been here before. But you know what? We have Jesus said he is the captain of our salvation. He's the one that's over it. You know, how many of those, I believe Jesus would be a good captain. I believe if he went out and got a big cruise ship, I believe he'd put everything on it everybody needs. Well supplied, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't believe he'd say, well, we'll just, if we hit a storm out there, we'll figure out what we got. I don't believe he'd do that. I believe he would get everything on that ship just in case the storm hit. And you know what, praise God, that's the way he is in our life. He's the captain of our salvation. And he very well has equipped us through the Spirit of God to endure hardship. If you're always looking for the easy way out, you're not on the road of the gospel. See, serving Jesus is not always the easy way.
No.
It's not always the good feeling way. You know, just like coming to church today, I really could have stayed in bed. You say, well, you can't, you're the pastor. Oh, I'll put a note on the door before I told Teresa I'm not ever going back there again.
Come on.
If you can lay out, I can. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to make you look bad. Well, I'm just like everybody else. The Bible says you have to forgive me, right?
Yeah.
Bible says love one another, right?
That's right.
Bible says don't backbite one another, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can lay out and you can't talk about me.
Right.
I'm not going to. I'm just making an example. I'm just like everybody else. I have to get up. I have to get out of faith. You know, and say, Lord, you've called me to be a Christian. I'm not just going to be one on Sunday at church. Lord, anoint me. Anoint me to be like Jesus. Help me to be like Jesus. Help me to think like Jesus. Help me to treat my neighbor like Jesus. See, we can stagger in all these things. But see, where the power and anointing is for a believer is walking in the character of God.
Yeah.
Not that we're perfect and not that we've got everything together, all together. Not that we know everything, we know the one that does. We know the one that owns our future.
Sure.
We know the one that is able to maneuver into our lives and bring the anointing that will cause us to live fulfilled lives.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't like being oppressed. You know, the Holy Spirit, I was praying, maybe fasting one time. But the Holy Spirit just quickened me inside. He said, you never have to be dry again, spiritually dry. And I thought about that. I thought, well, I've heard so many people say over my Christian walk that you're going to go through dry time. You're going to go through trials, 10-day trials, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, Lord, I've never heard that before, Lord. And then I said, Lord, I need Scripture. I need you to remind me of Scripture, Lord, to give me a foundation for what I feel that you're speaking to me, Lord. How many knows that's a good thing to do? I walked up to Monday this morning. I said, I believe I've heard from the Lord this morning. And he said, what's that? I said, I believe the Lord told me that the church needs to tithe to me. And he looks at me and he said, what scripture you got for that?
Come on. Bless him.
I mean, he come right back and he said, what scripture you got for that?
Come on.
I mean, oh, that's a good thing if you hear somebody say, the Lord said this. What scripture goes in line with that?
Yeah.
What scripture backs that up?
Right.
What scripture backs that up? I didn't crack a smile. I just thought I would check him out to see if he's up on it.
Come on.
He come right back. I thought we're doing good.
Amen.
We're doing good. He ain't going to just bite every bullet that flies his way. See, listen, the Bible says that me and you are not ignorant of Satan's devices.
That's right.
If we're ignorant, it's our fault.
Sure.
Because the Bible, we have the Holy Word of God. We have the Bible. We have the Holy Spirit. We have, He is the Spirit of truth. I told my son, he's 27, he's the one that led us in praise and worship. I told him years ago, I said, son, I said, the only way you're going to know truth in this life is that Bible. I said, you know, the news media, I mean, not just now. That Bible is the only way that I know what's right and what's wrong. That's the only way that I know what, when the culture is trying to mold me the way of the world, is that Bible. That Bible tells me He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's now they're wanting to take our potato head and turn it into a woman.
Come on.
There you go.
Come on.
And the pressure is on us leaders that have got, we're all over the world this morning. We're going into all over the world. I'm up on a platform where this administration is going to put pressure on me to preach the truth. And I'm going to jail to preach it. If I have to go to jail to preach it, I will go to jail for the sake of the gospel.
Amen.
And y'all will get me out.
Yes, sir. Yes.
They prayed and the angel went and delivered Peter.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. I believe we're in a church right here that most of y'all, hopefully all of you, if you don't, you will, knows the Lord and knows how to touch heaven. And black God knows what faith really is. It is the force of God that believes in a God that you can't see, that is able to break through into our lives and do the impossible like He did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. With Daniel in the lion's den, the same God today. But those guys wouldn't bend and bow to the world around them. They wouldn't bend and bow to the culture that was trying to mold them into the image of the world.
That's right.
To worship other gods. Well, I just ain't going to bow.
Come on.
I'm not going to bow to poverty over one of y'all bunch of rich folk.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, we're broke, Brother Scotty. Shut that up. Thank God, God's going to bring you out. God's going to raise you up. God's going to teach you how to sow into the kingdom. Look, He sent Elijah down to Zarephath. He sent him down there in a famine. They were boiling each other's kids and eating them. And God had him sitting in a river waiting to the right time, I believe, to get to Zarephath. I heard preachers try to convince me that, you know, when it dries up, when things dry up, it's time to move on and use that as a sermon. But I think they missed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that things dried up and Elijah had to move. God told him.
Sure He did.
If God hadn't have told him, I believe he'd have sat there and the river would have dried up and they would have quit feeding him. I still believe he would have sat there. And I thought, I'm not going to do that. They read that into that sermon. God had a specific thing for Elijah to do. They were dying over in Zarephath. And he sends Elijah. Elijah was a move of God. He sends Elijah over there. Elijah ain't got no water, nothing to eat. He sent seemingly a broke man to this widow woman. Get me something to drink, she did. See, God was creating an opportunity for a widow woman. He was creating an opportunity. And that's even in the Old Testament.
Bless
you. We're under a better covenant now. We don't have to kill goats and sheep and sacrifice and cover sin. Jesus did it. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
They're washed away. They're not covered anymore.
Amen.
And when I mess up, I can say, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And the blood of Jesus comes right in and cleanses that I've done wrong.
Amen.
Help him, Lord.
I don't have to live under guilt and shame of something that I messed up yesterday that I've put under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And so here he is, and he goes, see, I'm talking about staggering not. See, the Bible says in Romans for us not to stagger at the promises of God.
Amen.
Through unbelief. Now, unbelief comes by believing the wrong thing. Believing your circumstance when God's word says it's different than your circumstance.
Right.
To believe your circumstance is unbelief. To say your circumstance is dominant over what God says.
That's right.
That's where unbelief comes in. And we can not receive the promises of God which are in Him, yes, and in Him, amen. So be it. The word amen means so be it. It's done. Finished.
Yeah.
Well, he gets over there and he says, bring me a cake. Bring me something to eat. And she tells him, I'm paraphrasing because I'm getting a little bit. But she tells him, this is all I've got left, one meal. And me and my son are going to eat it and die.
Yeah.
But she says, nevertheless. See, she didn't know that this offering that God's asking her is going to carry her through the famine. She says, nevertheless. So she goes and she dips. She dips out of her. She, you can say out of your last $2 if God's telling you. Or give you a car away if God's telling you. Whatever. It ain't got to be bread. But anyhow, she dips down. And when she did, she decided to make the sacrifice. And it was a great sacrifice if you'll just think about it for a minute. This is all you and your sons got left to eat. And y'all were going to die like the rest of them. That's what she's saying. But you know, the passion, I believe her love for God. I believe her love and her trust in God carried her deeper than what her need was.
Sure.
And she began to give out of what she thought she couldn't give. And the Bible says that barrel began to fill. And the cruise of the Lord began to fill. And if you study it out throughout the whole famine, they were supplied.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, this government we got now. See, you got to get off of that.
Yep.
The Lord spoke to me right after January the 6th. And the Lord said, it's time to move forward.
Yeah.
He said, it's time to move forward. Go tell them to cut the TV off.
That's right.
I did. I've come told you, cut it off. Cut the news off. CNN, Fox, all of them.
Yeah.
I even told them when I wanted to hear the weather. Then they brought it up while I was trying to hear the weather. I cut the TV off and I said, I told you to shut up. I'm tired of hearing that. I wanted to see what degrees it was going to be tomorrow.
Amen.
Well, that might seem a little radical to you, but it's not radical to me. You're not going to mess with my mind. You're not going to keep me in politics. I voted. I will vote. I talk. I'm going to preach this Bible. I'm supposed to be. I might be president one day.
Come on.
I'll still be a preacher, a prophet, a preacher, a president, preacher, businessman. I can do it all. But don't the Bible say we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us? Well, if we've got His strength, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Hallelujah.
You see, God's taking some of y'all. I've done a sermon one time from rags to riches.
Come on.
I've had people come and tell me, well, you're just one of them prosperity preachers. I said, I'm just like Jesus.
Come on.
I said, bless God, I see where he took a kid's meal and fed 5,000.
Amen.
I said, had baskets full left. What kind of God we serving here? I told him, I said, you can limit God, but don't preach me what you think. I said, that Bible has revolutionized my thinking, my mind, that God is a big God. I said, I hadn't been indoctrinated too much with religion. I said, see, somebody told me if you ain't Baptist, you ain't right. I said, I was raised Baptist, but I'm a Christian.
Amen.
I said, I was a Baptist when I was thinking to commit suicide. I said, but I became a Christian when the Holy Spirit came.
Amen.
I said, there wasn't nobody there, but I said, so you're wrong.
Come on.
Well, who do you think's right? The Catholic? I said, I don't know who's right or wrong. That's not for me to judge. No. But I do know that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
That he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. There's nowhere in there that is. He said, well, the Baptists were here first. I said, that was John that was baptizing, baby.
Come on. Come on.
I said, see, your kind of thinking separates me and you. I said, that's dumb. We're smarter than the devil. Lady come to me one time. She said, what denomination are y'all, son? Because she's wanting to come. Feel the anointing on the ground like you feel.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you? Mm-hmm. I'm Baptist. I said, we're Baptist. Are y'all Baptist? Whew. She got excited. I said, yeah, we just put that on a sign that our faith way Christians in her called God told us to.
Yeah.
She said, are you really Baptist? I said, yes, I just got converted. I got saved. I'm a Baptist, but I'm a saved Baptist.
Yeah.
That's what I told her. She come to church for a while and enjoyed it here.
Amen.
Because she wasn't thinking y'all ain't Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she got out of all of that. Out of all of that stuff and realized, you know, that Jesus, he's the way. He, you know, God told me one time, he said, well, is he in the Catholic Church? I said, probably. Is he in the Methodist? I said, probably. They said, well, do you think he's over there in, named off all the denominations they know? I said, probably. He said, how did you figure that? I said, because the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I said, and I guarantee you, if the preacher ain't right, somebody in there has heard that word in that Bible, and they've called on the name of the Lord, so he's probably in every one of them.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to think that way instead of stupid, right? That way, man, we can come out here, we black, we white, we brown. Listen, I'm a mixed breed. I look like a white boy, but I got a lot more in me than what I am just white. I was shocked when I found out I wasn't a white boy. I thought all God's people were white. I went to a black church one time, they had a black Jesus up there, and I thought, oh my God, surely he can't be black. They go to that other church, and they got a white Jesus, and I'm like, that's the Jesus I know right there. That's Jesus. Real long hair, white boy. Well, I'm praying and fasting one time, not the whole thing. Thank the Lord Jesus. We got to have mercy on them heathens. We got to have mercy on them heathens. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Jesus was a Jew. And I thought, oh my God, what's a Jew? What color is a Jew? I'm just a young, now you got to remember, I was born and I was racist somewhat.
Come on.
You know, I just was. And so God's having to get all that out of me. Look at all of y'all.
Amen.
Oh, we all mixed up in here this morning.
That's right.
I got Catholics. Any Catholics in the house? Johnny, raise Catholic. Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, short hair, long hair, not hardly any hair. Some of us got false teeth. Some of us don't. Ain't none of that mattering, is it?
No.
But God, we in here, we know Jesus. We serve in Jesus, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, Jesus was a Jew. And I went and looked at Jewish people, and they was not white, and I was disappointed. I'm just telling you the truth. Some preachers won't tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was disappointed, Johnny. I mean, I really was. I thought all that time, all these churches convinced me Jesus was a white boy. But how many knows God's a spirit?
Amen.
We're created in the image and likeness of God. God, as the Bible says, is spirit. And those that worship him, they don't worship him, but only by the Spirit. Those that work must worship him in spirit and truth, the Bible says. See, it was causing me to stagger at the things that God wanted in my life. I couldn't be on the platform that I was on with any of that in my heart. I had to be pure towards the Lord. He had to get me walking where I don't see color. I don't think. I mean, some people, they're fat. And I like fat people. Some people skinny. I like skinny people. Well, I don't call myself fat. Go ask your doctor. Fat's fat. If you got a bunch of that on your belly, it's fat. My doctor tells me get rid of that fat. Well, what I want to say is just a little, you know, I told somebody the other day, I told Travis, I said, you know, you used to have the biscuit before we went to work. Now you're 1 or 2 o'clock. I said, I feel like I'm using my reserve right now. About 1 or 2 o'clock, we hadn't eaten nothing. I said, I'm using my reserve right now. But see, give me that in Romans, babe, if you can. I believe it's in Romans chapter 4. Therefore, it is of faith. Say everything's of faith. You can't even get saved without faith.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
So.
And some people say, well, you know, Scotty, he's a little, even some of my family, he's a little faith guy.
Come on.
God told me one time he goes with a different denomination. He said, well, y'all are just that faith bunch. I said, what do y'all got over? Y'all got any faith? I said, I'm just asking. I said, has your church got any faith? I said, if y'all ain't got no faith, then ain't none of y'all saved. Because we're saved by grace through what?
Faith.
Right?
Come on.
Every, say 17 documented cases where people were healed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I mean, people have told me that's the gospel. Well, I find that the gospel was preached to Abraham back in the Old Testament.
Yeah, man.
So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not the gospel. It is their record of Jesus. Their record, their view of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we find that Jesus was a manifestation of God in the earth. It was God revealing himself in the earth. Jesus was.
Come on.
He was the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, John.
Amen.
And so I asked the guy, I said, call us the faith bunch because we believe God to get our building renovated debt free? And we sold the only $1,000 we had for carpet that wasn't enough to buy the carpet? You call us a faith bunch because we believe if we sow a seed according to the Bible that God can bring in what we need? That should be normal in every church.
Yeah, come on.
And if you've got a need, according to the word, sow a seed.
Bless him, Lord.
What scripture you got? John 3, Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good. Give. Somebody say give. Give. It's good.
Give is good.
Giving's godly.
Giving is godly.
It's good. It's godly. It's God. And it'll prosper you.
That's sure.
It will prosper you. But it says it did it, therefore it is that it might be by grace. See, faith activates grace. Faith in Jesus activated salvation. Salvation is a miracle. I mean, that is a miracle that me and you can be born of the Spirit of God because we believe, because we heard about Jesus, died on that cross, came in a virgin, was raised, was buried, crucified, buried, and raised. And then the Bible says we've been crucified with, buried and raised.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, we was crucified. Whenever we give our heart to Jesus, we went to the cross.
Amen. Yeah.
We was crucified with him.
Sure.
We was baptized. We was buried and raised from the. I've been raised. I'm not the same guy.
No, no.
You're not the same guy. Only y'all that's been born again, you are not the same guy that you was 1 second before you got born again. The Bible says you are a new creation, created in Christ Jesus.
That's right. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why we take that word, not religiously, but we renew our minds to see what God says about our situations, acknowledging him in all of our ways. Proverbs chapter 3, right? We acknowledge him in all of our ways. We're back there, they had WWJD. What would Jesus do? What would he do in this situation? I started saying, what would he do in my marriage? What would he do if he's here? What would he do about this? What would he do about this? And he started showing me what to do about that. And I thought, oh, this is how you do it. You acknowledge. It says, Therefore, it is faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Everybody knows who that is. That's us. We're the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
That he was the father of faith. God spoke it to him in the Old Testament. Told him to lay down and look at the stars. Count the seed. That your descendants are going to be like that. See, Jesus come through the lineage of Abraham. See, no, Abraham didn't have no kids, so he had to believe God. Couldn't have no kids, right? And God telling him all this. See, God tells you when you're broke, discouraged, busted, disgusted. I mean, he tells you, I got a future for you and a hope. I've got something that you ain't seen, but I need you to follow me. I need you to pray and seek me. I need you to read the word. I need you to renounce Satan. I need you to not go along with sickness and disease, but believe that the word can work in you. I can heal you.
Come on. That's right.
We got to work with him.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes ye were
healed.
Well, I just spoke to my lungs this morning. I said, I thank you, Lord, that my lungs are healed by Jesus' stripes. I thank you, Lord. Now, what am I doing? It's not that I believe that my words are doing anything. I'm speaking his word over my body.
Amen.
He already done it. Jesus ain't coming back to heal us. He's already took them stripes for our healing. Right? So we got to believe God that we can be free from sickness and disease in this earth based on what he's saying. Well, just like for an example, we just had one healed of cancer. Totally healed of cancer within the last month. They give him only a month or three to live. He's done in stage whatever he was in, and that's it. They can't do nothing else. And then it was brought to our attention, thus God, and we believed God, and we spoke to his body based on the word of God. I mean, as the Bible says in Mark 16:17, that me and you will lay hands on the sick, and what happens to them? Y'all don't know it? Jesus wrote it. It's in red. Well, we don't know if that's for this time. Come on. He's the same God to 1,000 generations.
Sure.
I mean, he's the same God, but we got to have the same faith that we see these guys in the Bible have so that we can see him show up like he did for them in the Bible for us.
That's right. Come on.
Y'all were quiet. I like it. Quiet. Learning. I'm learning this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm open, Lord. See, you got to tell the Lord I'm open. I believed this way for a long time, Lord, but I'm open, Lord. I'm open, Lord, to learn. See, we just brought up the scripture in 1 Peter 2:2. It says, desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby.
Yeah.
See, God told me one time, he said, well, the cross is all we need. The cross is all we need. And I thought, well, bless God, that's right. Well, I'm in there and I don't remember exactly where the scripture was, but I read it and it says, and leaving the elementary doctrine to the cross, they went on into perfection. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute. We need more than just the cross. We need to go on and be perfected. We need to go on and grow spiritually.
Amen.
You know, I was a baby Christian, and I had some enemies. I'll just be honest. I mean, I had some people that I literally pulled a shotgun between one dude's eyes and told him, "You got 3 seconds, and you're out of here." And I wasn't playing. I was going to do that and go shoot myself because I wasn't going to prison. I thought, if I'm going to be miserable down here, I'm taking somebody I hate with me. I know that's dumb. That's the way Satan thinks.
Yeah.
Well, I get born again over there, and then I have a bad thought about this person. I thought, I can't think that no more. I got the Lord. I'm reading the Bible, and it says, love your enemies. And I shut that Bible. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't like that. I mean, I just didn't like that. That's like smashing my world. That was challenging me to a place I'd never been before. See, God wanted me to walk in love so I could absolutely pray for my enemies, that I could believe God to touch my enemies. See, it brought me on to a place where I thought, well, I'm going to invite them to church. This is not my church. That's God, that's what it does.
They're not going.
I didn't want them to mind, but I want them to go. I think I do. So the first time I invited, told them, I said, I ran across, said, you go to church anywhere? I said, there's a good church over in Indiana over there. Worship center, called the worship center. I invited my enemy to the worship center.
Amen.
I go to Hensville. And you know what? I drove off and I felt pretty good. I thought, well, that's got to have room. I really have room a little bit. And the Lord said, I want him to go to your church. I thought, no, it's got to be Satan. I thought, this has got to be. I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You are not going to put them thoughts in my mind. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 that I have to bring my thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus. And that ain't to the obedience of Jesus. He don't want him in my church, so shut up. I was mad. I get mad at that devil now back there. I talk to him about now because he don't bother me. But I got him. He's under my feet. I'm not afraid of Satan. I'm not afraid of his attacks. I found out in the Bible that Jesus stripped him of all power. What does that mean? He ain't got no power over us believers. Jesus stripped him of all power. Had preachers tell me one time, they're the devil this, the devil that is in my church, the devil, oh, Sister Susie, full of the devil. It's trying to get over in my house. And I went and they got done, I walked up to him, and I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll double dog dare the devil to mess with my church. I double dog dare him right now to mess with my family. I double dog dare him. They all jumped back and said, oh God, you shouldn't have said all of that. You are going to get Satan stirred up on everything you've got.
Come on.
I told him, I said, I feel sorry for y'all, man. I said, y'all were all ministers, man. And y'all were scared of the devil. Y'all were scared of him. I said, have y'all not read in the Bible that Jesus stripped him of all power and gave us power over all the power of the devil? I said, if he's over at your church, you're letting him in. Yeah. I said, bless God, you are allowing darkness to rule.
That's right.
I said, if he's over there at your house, I said, what you're doing, I said, it don't mean you're bad. I said, you're magnifying the devil more than you're magnifying God. You got to magnify the Lord. I said, see, listen. I said, if I feel that Satan, a demonic spirit or something, is hindering my church in any way, I said, I'll stop the service and I say, hey, y'all feel that? This is our service. This is our service. Let's bind that spirit right now where we can go on and worship God.
That's right in the name of
God. I have done it. And if some of y'all come in here to... God, we've had a bad week. Brother Scotty, how you always in faith? I fasted and prayed while I was in them trials you in.
Come on.
They didn't whip me like they did you. I come to the house of the Lord, praise God. I throwed all that stuff off this morning. I cast all my care over on the Lord. All my trouble, my mama's trouble, my daddy's trouble, my brother's trouble, all of y'all's troubles. Y'all got them.
That's right.
I put all that over on the Lord. And I said, this is the day the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad.
Yeah,
I'm going to the house of the Lord and we're going to sing to you, Lord. And then we're going to minister your word, Father. And you, by the Spirit of God, are going to anoint us. And you're going to impart to us. And you're going to encourage us. See, I'm magnifying the Lord. I didn't get up and say, oh, God, I knew a bunch of God and they're in a bad spirit. And good God, we take their nothing in church every time we get going good. Somebody comes and their kids are screaming and that. Come on, somebody, I've been in a bad spirit time I get here. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've left fired up and get here and think about all the trouble we had last week. And think, what is the use? Y'all quiet. Don't have the eye. Doing good. You get up and get a phone call right before church and your neighbors cussing you out or something. You're all fired up about Jesus till you got that phone call.
Yeah.
I used to be fired up to Will, and listen, I come one time, got up here, praise God to preach. See, I'm talking about stagger not. at the promises of God. If God says you're blessed, then don't stagger. If God's word says you're healed, don't stagger. If God says you can do all things through Christ Jesus, who's free, don't stagger. Don't stagger. Don't stagger.
That's right.
Go on. Amen.
Just don't stagger. Standing up here, nobody shows up for church. Nobody. Priest even laid out that day. I don't know why.
Had a funeral.
I'm all fired up. Got a sermon from the Lord. Woo. I mean, I'm like, we're going to have a house full tonight, Lord. You give me the word and you draw in people. Glory to God. How did I get here? And there ain't nobody here. And then I think, well, I got 7 minutes before time starts. They're just late. Let's drag it in here late.
Bless the Lord.
1 minute till nobody here. I'm starting to feel discouraged. I go to the bathroom and I start crying.
Love me, Lord.
Y'all ever done it? Why am I going there then, Lord? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not go through it? See, I found that when the fire, see, gold is purified through the fire.
Right.
Our faith is purified sometimes through the trial.
Amen.
If we quit whining. But you know, Satan lost us.
Well, this one fell all along. Everybody's got it going on over church. And then maybe, oh, why am I going through this, Lord? I mean, I love you and I give.
Oh, get off all that. We're going out to get you a pacifier.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a pacifier. We hate it when we have to move the mustache to get it in there. Travis, at one time, he had a pacifier. He the baby. And every time you give him that pacifier, he gets mad because he can't get no milk out of it. So he's going, that can get me upset. So I throw the pacifier away. I ain't hearing that no more. He can't get nothing making him mad. I mean, those might make me mad too if I'm going to try to suck a bottle and ain't no milk coming out. Pacifier. So we got rid of the problem that's giving him, you know. So God wants it, but you know what? He grew up. He got used to not having that pacifier. He don't need one today.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
He grew up. See, we're growing up. You might not feel like it, but we're growing up. Don't you quit praying and seeking God. Don't you quit believing God for the promises, a good life, for your finances to be good. You know, don't put your trust. And I tell people that, you know, we're on fixed income. Don't put your trust in your fixed income. Just get it. Whether it's disability or Social Security, that's fine. You know, we paid it in, all that stuff. But don't put your trust in that where that can let you down. You know, put your trust in Jesus.
Amen.
So that nothing ever causes you to stagger. Well, I'm standing here. I go in there and I'm telling the Lord, Lord, why?
I know somebody going to come to church.
That's about the time. That's about the time when I told the Lord, just let them all go to hell. I'm going back to church. I was having fun up there. I had street ministry, jail ministries. I had bus ministry, food ministry. And you bring me down here and they don't want to go to church, I'm going to hell. Well, I was in the wrong spirit now. I was like Elijah. Lord, there ain't nobody serving but me, even you. But you and me. That's what Elijah done over there.
Yeah.
Lord had to help me.
Yeah.
He had to help me. He encouraged you like, yeah, Lord. Ain't more than just you, Elijah. You just don't see him. Well, the Lord spoke to me in there. He said, how long are you going to let people move you? See, you got to ask yourself, when you go through a trial, and it moves you every time, how long are you going to allow that trial to defeat you? See, there comes a time when you have to rise up and say, greater is he that is in me. This time I'm not bowing to that anger. I'm not bowing. Well, you know what? I went on, and when the Lord, I was in there, and I thought, well, this ain't his fault that I feel like this, God, you know. So I thought, well, bless God. You told me I didn't ever have to drive to be spiritually dry again. But, you know, he carried me to the scripture, and he said, you draw out of the wells of salvation.
Sure.
You draw. He told that woman at the well, he said, you drink this water, you'll thirst again. He said, if you'll drink this water that I give you, you will die. It'll be like a well.
Amen.
Well, that ain't never going dry.
That's right.
We don't have to be dry spiritually. You spend time with God and pray, you'll get revived.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, I know. I've never been dry spiritually since that. I didn't have a concept that I could get a drink from the Lord anytime I wanted to. I didn't have a concept, so I would just go whenever I pray. It don't say draw when you pray. It just says draw. So anyhow, I marched down there, and he said, what has that got to do with it? Nobody there. And I said, Lord, it ain't got nothing to do with it. You told me to come down here and pastor, praise God. You told me to do it, Lord. Doing your will ain't based on whether people are coming or not. It's based on whether I'm going to obey you or not. It ain't got nothing to do with it. So I marched up here like the house was full, got behind the pulpit, bless God, and I preached, and praise God, I got in the presence of the Lord. And when I got done preaching, I was ready to tell everybody, y'all don't come, son.
Amen.
It was just that good.
Come on.
It was that good, I'm telling you. I did. I told them, why don't y'all come to church? They didn't understand it, and I thought, I ain't got time to explain that. I actually went from being glad to see them. I didn't want to see them if it's going to be like that. If I get up there and preach and nobody hear it, it's that good, I don't even want nobody to come. Let's just do it every time, Lord. But you know what? I was staggering at what God had promised and told me to do, based on what I'm seeing. See, if you look at the way things is in your life, brother, we got a clue. Well, Matt couldn't get that far. It's your fault. You take 10 minutes of my preaching, I'm getting 10 eggs.
Sorry. Come on, Luke.
I'm just kidding. No, you're good. I'm messing with you. Praise God. It was all God. But I want to encourage you. You know, don't stagger. Concerning God's promises, let's read this one here. It says, not that only which is of the law, but that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and what? Caused those things to be not as though they were. Now, I want you to know something. I want you to realize something. And I'm going to close with this. God don't want you to call yourself weak, sick, broke. He didn't want Abraham calling himself a fatherless guy. I mean, he wanted Abraham to get a hold of what he said. You know, that we're going to be blessed because of your seed. You didn't have to get, he planted vision in Abraham through preaching the gospel to him. He planted vision, and then Abraham, the Bible goes on in the same one, and said he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, counting that he which had promised was able to perform.
Amen.
Now we got to consider that.
Yeah.
The same way today. We've got to consider it today in our lives. God, you can move in my marriage.
Amen.
This administration, this doing this gender thing, you know, God, you can still move. Come on, somebody. God, you're still God. See, we can't stagger concerning the promise is in say, well, I mean, they're ruining our Christian walk here because they're bringing off. No, don't get on all of that. We got to not stagger at the promises, regardless of what the natural looks like. Regardless. Because God always causes us to have victory. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just glorify you.